Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on this Saturday afternoon, the weekend numbers edition. The Naknek Kwijak hauled in the biggest harvest yesterday across the bay. The sockeye run at the Chignik Weir is now below what it was at this point in 2018. Across the bay, the total run has topped 1.6 million fish, right about where it was at this point in 2015. We also have an update on COVID-19 numbers. It's Saturday, June 27th. I'm your host, Izzy Ross.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Let's get right down to it on this Saturday afternoon on the west side, the Nooshigak District. During yesterday's openers, the Nooshigak fleet hauled in 145,000 fish. The total harvest is now at 338,400. The majority was caught by Nooshigak's drift fleet, which caught almost 60% of the harvest and had an average of about 240 fish per delivery. Set netters in the Nooshigak caught about 30%, and Igushik set netters caught just over 11%. Escapement across the district yesterday was just a little shy of 110,000. The total is now 472,100. The total run in the Nooshigak district is now 810,500. Breaking that down by escapement, at the Nooshigak River sonar, 55,000 sockeye escaped up the river yesterday. Escapement there is at 242,600. The king run there was 3,500 yesterday. The total king run is now at 25,100. And chum are at 3,100 yesterday for a total escapement of 26,800. Over at the Wood River, as of 6 a.m. this morning, the Wood River crew had counted 12,300 fish. Escapement yesterday up the Wood was 50,600. The total escapement there is now 231,400. The Igushik crew counted 800 fish as of 6 a.m. today. Daily escapement yesterday was 4,300. Cumulative escapement is now just over 11,000. Togiak's fleet hauled in 100 fish yesterday, bringing the total harvest to 900. No escapement numbers yet. There are 34 sockeye per drift delivery in that district. Effort's been low in Togiak so far, according to Fish and Game. Windy weather means that effort will probably stay low over the next few days. The Togiak Tower starts counting this upcoming week. Fish and Game expects to have the first full day of tower counts on July 4th. Over on the east side now, the Naknek Kwijak fleet had the largest catch yesterday at 163,000 fish. The total catch there is now at 237,600 for the season. The district's drift fleet caught about 3/4 of that, and it had an average of 360 fish per drift delivery. Naknek set netters caught a fifth, and Kwijak set netters caught just 6% of that catch. Escapement yesterday across the district was 19,300 for a total of 72,200. The total run there is now 310,000. We have the first escapement numbers from the Kwijak. The tower counted 66 fish yesterday for a total of 276 fish. In the Naknek, 19,200 fish escaped for a total of 72,000. No escapement numbers from the Alagnak yet. In Igigik, the fleet caught 117,000 fish for a cumulative harvest of 329,700. Escapement yesterday was 17,600. So far this season, 134,400 fish have escaped up the Igigik River. The in-river estimate is 25,000, and the total run there is now just over 500,000 at 509,200. Igigik's drift fleet caught about 87% of the haul, with 365 fish per delivery. The set netters caught 13%. Wrapping up the Bristol Bay numbers, no daily catch from Ugashik. The harvest there stands at 9,000. Across the bay, the total catch yesterday was 425,100, and the total harvest is approaching 1 million. It's now at 935,700. Escapement around the bay is now at 678,700. The total run now stands at 1.6 million. That's below where the run was at this point over the past few years, and it's right around the total run on this date in 2015. In 2015, the run was at about 1.9 million. The sockeye run at the Chignik Weir is now below what it was at this point in 2018. In 2018, the run was at 89,000. Right now, the run is at just 55,460. The early run is at 54,132. The late run this year is above the late run in 2018, however, when it was just 115 fish at this point. This year, the late run is at 1,328 fish. On June 26, 6,788 sockeye passed through the weir. Yesterday, 12 Chinook passed through the weir. The season total for Chinook is at 48. As of noon today, no sockeye have passed through, and 6 Chinook have passed. Over on the South Peninsula in Area M, we have an update on harvest numbers. The fleet has hauled in 1.6 million pinks to date. The sockeye catch is at 311,000. The Chinook harvest is at 2,630. Chum are at 451,600. And the coho catch in Area M is just 243. The set net drift and seine fleets there are currently in the middle of a multi-day opener that started Thursday morning and ends at 10 p.m. on Sunday. Looking at who is fishing where in permit and vessel registrations, a total of 1,486 permits are fishing on 1,156 vessels as of 9 a.m. this morning. That's across the bay. That will increase to 1,556 permits on 1,204 vessels at 9 a.m. on Monday, June 29th. 329 of the boats are D boats. On Monday, the D boats will go up to 351. The majority of the boats are in the Nooshigak right now. 45% of the fleet is in the district. The district has 669 permits on 511 vessels. That will go up to 672 permits on 512 boats. 157 of those vessels are D boats, and the D boat count goes up by 2 to 159 on Monday. Igigig has the second highest permit count. About a quarter of the vessels, 26.5%, are in that district. That's 395 permits on 308 vessels. Those go up to 409 permits on 319 boats at 9 a.m. on Monday. 87 of those vessels are D boats, and that will go up to 90 on Monday. The Naknek-Quejack's permit count is just under Igigig's. Another quarter of the fleet, 24%, is fishing in the Naknek-Quejack. There are 361 permits on 284 boats, 77 of which are D-boats. The D-boat count goes up to 94 on Monday, when the district will have 414 permits on 320 boats. On to Togiak. 32 permits are fishing on 32 vessels. That's just 2% of the Bristol Bay fleet. Those numbers stay the same at 9 a.m. on Monday. Finally, in Ugashik, there are 29 permits fishing on 21 vessels. There are 8 D-boats in Ugashik, and those numbers stay the same on Monday. Over at the Port Muller test fishery, the test fishery didn't fish any stations yesterday. The Ocean Cat came back to Port Muller for mechanical reasons Thursday night. The test fishery says those issues have now been resolved. In an update last night, Scott Rayborn said the Ocean Cat will try to steam to Station 8 and start there today, fishing as many stations as possible. The weather might be too rough for the Americanus, which is a smaller vessel. Genetic samples from June 24th and 25th made it to the Gene Lab yesterday night. Those were two of the test fishery's biggest catch days of the year. If all goes well, they could have the third stock composition estimate this afternoon, and we'll have those numbers for you all tomorrow. Finally, this afternoon, we're going to turn from fish numbers to look at COVID-19 case counts in Bristol Bay. There were 2 new cases of COVID-19 reported by the city of Dillingham yesterday. According to the city, the cases were close contacts of the 12 OBI Seafoods cases announced on June 22nd. The workers were in quarantine and are now in isolation, along with 3 close contacts who will receive additional testing. The city says it is working with the seafood company and the state on contact tracing. The Chamai Clinic in Naknek reported 3 positive test results yesterday as well. The people who tested positive are asymptomatic, in isolation, and have been in quarantine since arriving in the borough. They are all seafood workers who were identified as part of a processor's protection plan. Chamai says that contact tracing has started. As of the last counts we received, there are 24 active cases in Bristol Bay Borough. 16 in the Lake and Penborough, and 18 in the Dillingham Census area. The total baywide count is 58 cases. No hospitalizations. Those numbers include residents and non-resident workers. That does it for all the numbers, guys. On this Saturday afternoon, we're going to take a look at the marine weather forecast, and then we're going to move on to music for the rest of the afternoon. In the Bristol Bay Marine Weather Forecast, a small craft advisory today, a southeast wind at 15 knots, increasing to 25 knots in the afternoon, seas at 3 feet. Tonight, a southeast wind at 25 knots, seas at 5 feet. And looking ahead to Sunday, a south wind at 15 knots, seas at 4 feet. And Sunday night, southwest wind, 25 knots, and seas at 5 feet. In the marine weather forecast from Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, a small craft advisory there as well. Southeast wind, 25 knots, seas at 5 feet, and rain today. Tonight, a south wind at 20 knots, seas at 5 feet, rain showers expected. And on Sunday, a west wind at 25 knots, seas at 6 feet. Sunday night, a southwest wind at 25 knots, seas at 8 feet. In the tidal forecast at Nooshigak at Clark's Point, low tide at 3:35 p.m. at 3.4 feet, high tide at 8:56 p.m. at 16.2 feet. At the Naknek River entrance, low tide at 4:08 p.m. at 3 feet, and high tide at 8:35 p.m. at 16.4 feet. And at the Igigig River entrance, low tide at 2:29 p.m. at 3.4 feet, high tide at 7:24 p.m. at 12.9 feet. In messages to the fleet, to Captain Doug Morgan, fishing vessel Miss Emma, Doug, the Oracle wants to know about finances. So you can reach out to the Oracle if you want to continue that conversation. And if you, dear listener, would like to get your message out to the fleet on this show, send it over in an email to fish@kdlg.org. If you'd like to get in touch about anything else, give us a call, 842-2200, or send an email to fish@kdlg.org. Thanks for listening. Good afternoon. Good fishing. See you back here tomorrow.